Let's go on.
Let's go to the next verse.
For the greatest love of all is a love that's what sacrifices all. What is the greatest love? The love that what? Sacrifices it all. Listen to me. Christian Fellowship Church and every other ship in this house. If I use that word if, maybe I shouldn't, but to raise a thought. If God, through Jesus, gave it all, what do I have to hold back? So let me finish reading the verse. Sacrifice. And this great love is what? Demonstrated. See that? When a person does what? Sacrifices his life for his friends. May we go just a little further? I looked this word friend up, and the thought behind this friend coming from the Aramaic, that's the Aramaic, Greek, Hebrew. See, the Old Testament was translated from the Hebrew's language. Aramaic, Jesus spoke. And the Aramaic says, friend means family or a relative or relatives. So he's saying a person sacrifices his life for his friends or for his family, for his relative. If I sacrifice everything I have for you, you're my family, should you do less towards me? Come on, y'all. Should you? Should you go around and talk about me? Should you be disrespectful to me? I done sacrificed everything. I gave everything for you. What should be your response? How should you respond? What action should you take? Should you go around and call division? Let's go on. Next verse. There we go. You show that you are my intimate friends when you obey all that I command. That I command you. You show. How did I show that I'm his intimate friend? When I obey all that I command. When you obey all that I command. And see, we got this thing going on. And see, we need to leave it where it is in the world. That's what we need to leave. We know there are different nationality of people. And we treat different nationality and different individuals, even family. We treat them different with different respect. We even judge them by the color of skin or by the geographic place where they live. You understand? But the Bible said out of one blood came all nations. I don't care whether you African American, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Asian, Caucasian, Chinese, Japanese, or whatever kind of person, you should love those people. But that's why the Lord had me talking to you. Because we got some stuff we're going to have to get out of us. We don't have to get it out. Because we call ourselves black church. What kind of church? Then you know white church is over there. How sad can we be? I mean the world, that you can expect it because the world don't know nothing. But here we supposed to know Jesus. I ain't setting that old white man. And then they say, I ain't setting that old black man. I'm going to be nice today. I could say some strong stuff. You show that you are my intimate friend when you obey all that I command you. Not what the world put on you. Not what your buddies get together. Not what your race get together and say. Not any of those things. But we allow those things to influence us much more than Jesus. And we wonder why we're not having any, not much success in these areas. No love there. I say it's no love there. It's hate, selfishness, Satan, demon, and that kind of activity. Anybody in the house? Let's go on. Verse 15. I have never called you servants. Because a master doesn't confide in his servants. You never see a master calling his servant and telling him all the business. No, he explained the job he wants them to do and said, y'all go get it done. Am I right? How many of y'all that works in, I say y'all, you all, y'all. Works in these different companies on the line and the sewing room and the other room. I'm just using for where they build furniture. And they call you in the office when they have the board meeting. You sitting up in there with them. Never happened. Come on. What do they call? Who do they call? Who do they confide in? People hold certain positions. Am I right? They get ready to make a business deal and they're talking to other company, other people to make a sale and they're about to sign a contract. You up in there with them, huh? And you just a little guy on the line that pull the trigger on a staple gun. No, you're not up in there. I have never called you servants. And see, that's what we come to. That's where we are when we come to Jesus. We figure we think we have to perform. But brother, listen to me. Sister, listen to me. I never call you servant because a servant doesn't confide. A master doesn't confide in his servants. And servant doesn't always understand what the master is doing. But I call you my most intimate friends. I call you who? My most intimate friend. For I revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. I revealed to you, and that's why I'm here, so he told me to tell you. I want all my children to know what I've said to each one of you. Keep going. You didn't choose me, but I've chosen and commissioned you to go.